I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Everyone have a chance to read the minutes? And if there's any additions or deletions, I have only one, and Kelly's going to correct that. But if there isn't any others, I'll entertain a motion to accept them as written.
I'll make a motion then.
Don?
I'll second.
Chris, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Highway.
We're working on Allison Lane Dirt Road, getting that ditch. We had a water and ice issues on the toll stream. Trying to get brush cut or anything. Still lots of problems. Beautification, the flower pots are ready. We'll get to them this week. Planned on in the morning, but we have a big maple tree blow down on Green Valley Road this afternoon. It's going to take a few hours to pick that mess up. We've got to open the road.
Okay.
The trailer for the tire roundup is at the shop.
That's what, 22nd?
Yep.
Okay.
Should be a load.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, they're looking for volunteers to help out if anybody on the 22nd looking for something to do. Can roll some tires. I see they added another vehicle, an F-350, onto their insurance. You get another vehicle or did you find one? Or
that's the bus.
The bus?
We traded Red Band for that up to Arnold's for scrap. It's an E3.
Towards like an Econo van?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Okay, I just see that.
It didn't cost us anything. Just scrap for scrap and runs and uses. Put the steam jet in. Goals.
Okay.
Basically, service truck.
Okay.
For free.
Right. Yeah. No, price is good. Price is right.
The only other thing I got is that. Brush cutting machine that we had talked about a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I brought it to Gary thinking, because they were looking for dealers, or he just been too busy. But there's a lot of brush.
Mm-hmm.
For what the price of it is, I think it's a good investment to
right.
Protect our taxpayers' vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way we're going to give chainsaws to everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we got that 20-some thousand coming in from the land, from the sand pit, so we decided to possibly use it for that.
You say I have some, but
mm-hmm. Right.
Got that to.
Right. So.
What's the price of the cutter?
18.2.
And would you put that on the loader?
You got a loan with the loader, it's on the skid steer. Then you can change it over if and when we get a new excavator, you can put it on that.
It's almost got to have something that'll go on the side of the road, so. I mean, a skid steer, I don't think would be all these stuck
well,
with
it.
You
got to put on a wheel on it. No. You reach a fire?
It don't really matter, because it swings out like 3 feet.
Yeah.
You can build anything. You know, we can build an attachment to make it fit in, basically, along with the hydraulics.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll check into that. Okay.
There's a lot of complaints about the brush.
Yeah, there's definitely need, brush definitely need to be cut.
You want to need a motion tonight, or?
Well, we'll wait till we get the money, and well, it doesn't matter. I mean, if
I got one in there.
We just put it back in after then.
Put that back in after? Because I'm sure it's going to take 3 weeks to get here.
Yeah, well, it'll take a little while, so, yeah, I mean, that's... Any discussion on the... Everybody get a chance, everybody?
I know what you're talking about, and actually, I got some feedback on that. I guess the orchards use those, and I guess they're very efficient. They work very well.
Yeah, I watched it online too. It's a very nice machine, and it does a heck of a job.
If it feeds up the process, I imagine...
Yeah, well, it'll get a lot more done in a day than cutting with a chainsaw, but...
It got cleaner than that rotary cutter.
Yeah, that rotary cutter is...
And I think it's also going to be a lot safer than a vocal.
Yeah.
Is it vocal?
No, I've got to order it.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Chris made a motion, second by Don.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Barrett?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you.
Thank you. I got something over on Mill Street. Where the fence is, the brush is kind of crouching over into the road. Somebody over there, I'm wondering if it would be feasible for the town to go in and just clean that whole side of the road up, you know, where there's a lot of...
Cemetery side?
Yeah, the cemetery side, yeah, it's pretty...
Yeah, it is. The brush is kind of growing...
You know, the trees are growing into the fence is all dilapidated. I went and looked at it yesterday. It's kind of a mess over there. He said he would attempt to take it down himself, but when I looked at it, it's a pretty daunting task, if you ask me. It's a lot of work. For an individual to do, you know, so...
Well, just to say, no, my name's Don Dupree. I know most of you guys, but I, Mr. Barrett, I met him. Chris, I know him, and talked to Chris Harry. And, well, anyway, I went and saw Jeff about it, and I mentioned...
Donald.
Yeah.
That's a hard name to remember.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. See, that's my own. Well, anyway, I want to clean it up. The brush is encroaching enough that I got a physical camper and I'm having a problem by anyone on my truck needed a brush. And that was that simple. I was willing to cut a lot of that, but Don mentioned something to me about liabilities and stuff, so I thought, well, maybe we got to talk with them more and see what. If you do, but I wasn't going to take the fence right out of there because that fence is most of it's down.
Yeah, it ain't doing much.
No,
for the cemetery.
No. And if you take it out, I mean, I'd be willing to work at it, fix it, put a job. But I know you guys are limited to what you've got for personnel. But I thought another thing to do, you've got a couple of boys that are working on mowing the grass and stuff there. I didn't know if that could be extended into that. Then working on getting a black brush out of that. Because it isn't something you're going to have to linger just snippers and stuff like that. It's not. There's one big stump that's probably about 6 foot high that needs to be cut down.
Because they had talked about pulling it all out at one time and then something to do with
I think that was
the whole fence and right. They wanted to keep it there.
But I think we're more or less talking about the front fence. I mean, that fence, I don't even know if it's going to even be saved now. It's rough shape.
I know, but it's broken. The cemetery has been declared a historical thing. I'm
right.
Not quite sure if you pull that fencing. It's not just like our normal 4x4 fencing. It's
right.
Those rods and stuff like that, which are all...
Mm-hmm. Right.
We but maybe need to save that.
They can try, but like I say, it's all entangled in the brush.
Yeah, and, it's going to be very hard to save it.
It's rusted.
It's rotted.
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of it's been replaced already. It's not the original fence. A lot of it's water pipe.
Then
what? It's been water pipe where they've used fittings to put it together, and it's broken, and it's just rotted.
I was thinking more of those spears type things.
Yeah.
One way they wanted to...
Right.
Yeah, some of that is like the front fence in the front.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's been on that side in particular has been replaced with
Well, the problem is, it's so close to the road that the snow's been on top of it, and it's laying down, and it's rotting, and the trees are growing through it, and it's gonna be quite a project just to get the brush out of it.
What I've noticed happening the whole time I've been there, there's still criticism of the highway department, but they back up there, they sand that road, next time through they plow it, but a lot of sand's moved into the fence. And that's what's caused a lot of their problems with that fence.
Right.
But like I said, there's nothing against you guys, you did your job the way, the streets are darn narrow, you can't do anything but much else.
Yeah, pretty much.
If that piece of fence was taken out, it'd be much easier for the guys who won't mow that.
Well, that's it, they would keep it a little closer to the road, clean, and, you know, if you mow it, then the brush won't grow in.
Right.
Yeah, well, we can take a look at it and see if it's savable, we can save it, if it's not, if it's garbage, we'll just have to take it out.
If there's any way I can help myself to do it.
Yeah, I mean,
The
insurance policy we got now, it covers volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, and that's, and anybody else wants to volunteer to help me, we're more likely.
One of the neighbors in the end, I mentioned it to him, and he said, if you can take it down, you need some help out. So I got that, but I don't wanna get into a problem with them going in there and doing it. Actually, I've already turned some of the brush on the side so I can, we can get it in my truck.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's a way we could get a dump trailer down there, and you could throw the brush in there, and then leave it for the day and fill it up, and then get it early in the morning, go dump it or something.
I had looked at it, well, we tried to clean the ditch. The state pipe is half full.
Yeah.
I think we're better off to put the pipe in, a couple tees with.
Was it drained back toward the river?
No.
Comes back this way?
The state water system.
Yeah, because there's a heck of a drop off there, it'll be a nice flow if it went the other way.
No, basically, right there,
around the corner,
it's all filled in. Pipe crosses from this side to the other side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For 4 or 5 lengths of pipe, a couple tees and manhole cover.
Right.
I thought of filling it in to make it, it just looks like crap, I can't do nothing with it. But I crawled in the manhole, it's half full dirt.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like the rest of them going through the left, and they're all, they got to do something.
Yep.
Can't get no answers.
No, they're.
I've tried.
State keeps saying they don't have any money, so. But it all collapses, and then they'll have a lot more money involved.
Falls in it.
Yep. Do you have a problem with me cutting into the brush now?
No.
And if it got to the point I could take it down, somebody could pick it up.
Yeah.
I've got a trailer I could put it on, but no way of getting it off.
Right. Well, the town's got a dump trailer if we could, and park it on the side there somewhere where you could.
There's enough crap there. I think you just come down the backhoe and clean it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's 2 foot deep. From the road up to the fence and back down, there's at least 2 foot of fill in some spots.
Okay. Yeah. Take a look at it and see what you can do. Yeah.
It needs a few days of work.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay.
Like Myrtle said, I thought it was.
Right. Well, it is. I mean, it is, but.
Ask for forgiveness later.
Yeah. But I can't imagine that they're going to, with just a portion of the fence is gone, I can't imagine they're going to. Especially if it's all rotted out.
Just those spears.
Right, and I think from that corner on the Mill Street back over across is all nice. Those are all, nice poles, and they're still standing, so.
There may be a few on that Mill Street, but when I looked at it yesterday, there's a lot of it. It's just been replaced with galvanized pipe.
I think what Myrtle's talking about is correcting about the spears, but
yeah.
My driveway back to the end of the fence, that's pretty good.
That is pretty, yeah.
That section's pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, it looks better than what's up front.
Really?
But from my driveway to the corner back door,
Well, that's where most of all the brush is.
That's what I want to get out of there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get started and we'll get at it. Now's the time. Okay, all right, Don. Anything else, Chris? Anybody else got anything with the highway? Okay. Library.
First, I'd really like to thank the firemen, ladies auxiliary, for all they do for the town of Morris. They did a great job for last weekend. Whatever you did to order that weather, we need some more. But we really thank them. The newsletter they got out is great. It's great for all the people of Morris to know what's going on. Right along with that newsletter, at the library part, we're having a summer reading program, especially kids kindergarten through fifth grade. They'd be great if they enroll in that because they don't fall behind over the summer. So all they gotta do is call the library, stop by the library, that they can get enrolled in that. So again, I'd like to thank the auxiliary for all they do. You probably read in the paper, there's a library crawl, they call it, and that's this Saturday, the 15th. And what it is, they're encouraging people just to get out and visit the library. And the first library you visit, you get a card. And if you visit two more libraries, they'll stamp it. So if you went to three libraries, you get your card put in. And there's going to be some prizes donated by local businesses that you can win for doing that. And all the libraries in the area are doing it. So, you know, around here, there's Ellenberg, Moores, Champlain, Rosses Point, West Shaysie, Shaysie, of course, Plattsburgh, Keysville, Peru. I think even Auberg and North Europe are involved in it too. So if you haven't, it'd be great. This Saturday, get out and visit the libraries. You probably also read in the paper, we did get part of the grant that we asked for. I think there are nine agencies, eight out of the nine, they just went across the board and cut them all $5,000. So we asked for $10,000, but we are getting $5,000. And that's going to be used for landscaping. The state grant that we have, landscaping is not allowed in that state construction grant. So we're using the Clinton County $5,000 grant, and we have to match it. We have funds to match it. We're not going to do as much as we want because we're planning a gazebo and everything, but first thing we're going to do is landscape. So we got to, it's approximately 3/4 of an acre. We need to level it, get black dirt in there, seed it down, remove some of the trees that are either dead or inappropriate. We want to leave the trees that are nice, and we want to make it a nice little park back there. Eventually, we hope to have it, probably even this summer, we'll have some sort of a community garden up there. People can come in and we'll work the details out on that, but we're planning a community garden up there. So we do want to put it out for bid, so we're going to contact, let as many local people know. That would be contractors that do landscaping and that sort of thing. And we hope to get that done this summer. That's our goal, to get that landscape this summer. The other grant, the big grant, we were supposed to be finished by June 30 this month. And I think Jeff may have announced last month, I don't know if he did or not, but what happened was we weren't able to get the bookshelves completed. And we can't submit our report until everything that's in the grant is completed. So it was no problem. They extended us 1 year. We don't lose any money. We don't gain any money. But it's the same thing. And we have a year to get those bookshelves done and a few other furniture items that we're planning for the library. So that's still all on course and all going well. And if you may recall, we're planning to do the bookshelves, we're getting the materials from Sample Lumber and Shaysie School, the shop class, we're going to do the taller shelves, and Northeast Tim Clinton School shop class, they're going to do the shorter shelves. So that's our plan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Art.
Thank you.
Okay, dog control. Irving and Stacy couldn't make it for the meeting tonight. They had something going on. I don't remember what it was, but she emailed me. But we do have their report. They've been fairly busy. About 10 calls, so, okay. Beautification.
First of all, I don't know if anybody's noticed down near the dam, how clean it is there, and there's picnic tables.
Looks very nice.
Looks really good. My husband did a lot of it.
Very nice.
Thank Chris. I don't, if you notice all the flags coming through town, I think it looks wonderful. Chris was instrumental in getting everything we needed, and Randy and Bruce put them up. And like Chris said, we're gonna be putting flowers out soon. If anybody lives near where the flowers are going, if they could water them once in a while, we'd appreciate it. That's it.
Okay, thanks, Crystal. Mr. Assessor, anything to say?
Ladies and gentlemen, supervisor, all present guests.
Brown nose.
We had a meeting on Tuesday night, the Board of Assessment Review. I had one new fellow that was on board. He did one heck of a job. Proud of him. Both of them did a hell of a job. I can always use another two if they have any time, but I'm happy with three. We had three. I did roughly eight stipulations, and we had three people come down before the board. One person was a repeat on the same thing from 2 years previous. What was the other one? I forget what the other one was. Paid exorbitant amount of money, and now you offered him a stipulation, he turned it down, so once you go through the board, that's it. So he lost on that case, and one other fella, which wasn't a big deal, and that was it. So it was a nice night. I thank my Board of Assessment Review. But that's it. And everything is, we should do well with just new construction. Control officer, guy that puts it out, all the paperwork for the permits, he gives me a copy.
Does he?
That's all I want. That's all I need.
That's all you need, right?
I follow up on that. That's the big thing on that. Outside of that, my office is open Tuesday all day long. My home phone number's on the door. Got any complaints? Don't hesitate to call my wife.
Thanks, Larry. Youth program, anyone from the youth? Nope. The town historian? Nope. Fire department. I got a report from the fire chief. They had 10 calls for the month of May. They have 66 for the total since January. They had five in the town and four mutual aids, or six in the town and four mutual aid. One house fire, four motor vehicle accidents, one power line, one grass brush fire, and three medical assist. And it was submitted by Dan Dumas, fire chief. Okay. EMS, I didn't get a report from the EMS, but they're in their new building. They had a little, I don't say it an accident, act of God there, week 10 days ago, the water tank, bottom of it rotted out, started flooding the building. Luckily they caught it fairly quick, and so it was no damage. They got it cleaned out, we replaced the tank, and so we got a little lucky there. Code enforcement, Jason is out in training in Malone, the next 3 days, I believe it is.
Yes.
He emailed me there about 6:30. He was just getting back home. I told him, don't worry about coming to the meeting. He said that he only had two permits, and they're both pools for last month. So he wanted me to do that. And also, I would like to appoint Jason as our full-time code enforcement officer. We had till June 22nd, the county gave us till June 22nd to go with the provisional code enforcement officer. So as a board, I think we have a right to appoint him as a permanent code enforcement officer. And because the county will not accept it as a provisional after June 22nd. So I don't think we have a lot of choice, but he's doing a great job. He's been here, I don't know, 3-4 days a week. He's, like I say, he's gone to training this week, so. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't. So I would entertain a motion to appoint Jason as our full-time code, or dog, or code enforcement officer.
I'd make a motion as our full-time code enforcement officer.
Okay, I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulrus?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulrus?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay. Old business. The only thing I got under old business is the bill from Aaron Ebersol on the clean out of the pipe over at his place. I tried to find that email. Irving, do you remember how much that was?
It was between $600 and $700.
$600. I guess, you know, they went out quite a ways to get it unthawed, so, I mean, it's up to the board to, you know, pay that bill.
It's all it was telling.
Right, it had froze way out in the town and backed up into his, so. So any questions or on that?
What's going to prevent from happening next year?
Dig it up and unhook everybody's sewer and water.
Did they clean out the pipe enough to get, was there full dirt?
It was frozen. They said it was frozen.
It was just frozen, was it full dirt?
Probably 85 feet out from his house, so it was well on the town property.
So we need to find out the outlets.
First time it's ever done it.
Yeah, I mean, it was an exceptionally cold winter last winter. It wasn't a lot of snow. So, but we still, I mean, we don't want to repeat to do it again, so.
How much was that? I can't remember what that was.
$600-$700, somewhere in there.
$700?
Irving, look and see if he's.
Yeah, I had it on there too.
Yeah, I went in my computer too and looked and thought I had it on there, but I couldn't find it.
$700-something.
$700-something?
Was it last question?
No. No. They did.
It was all in the email.
I don't think they put it in, I don't think it was in a minute, how much it was. No. No. So it was out 81 feet. Or there. So, I don't know, what's the pleasure of the board? We want to make a motion that we pay it, or do we not, or?
Yeah, we should.
No. Now, I mean, it's down. Nick, make a motion.
Does the village Ross's Point have a camera?
Yep.
If you get them, they would come up and run it up there.
Snake it.
It did freeze once before, or now was it?
The net?
Yeah, it froze from.
Yeah, the sewer came in that time.
So, probably wouldn't hurt if they, you know.
Manhole at the intersection.
Yeah, that's the problem, was that?
Yeah, it was up, it went up a ways.
Then it froze up.
Maybe there's something in there that broke, or.
Something blocking it, so it's not draining, you know.
I thought we had changed all that, but.
No. We just changed the one crossing the road.
We
put some up by the library.
Came down in front of docks.
Uh-huh.
We came in front of Doc Evans for a ways. Did we go right?
Just far as the driveway, I think.
Did we go to Aaron's where that cement box is?
Nope.
What, Leon Revenue dug something up there a few years ago. Because I remember he tipped his mini into the pit. I had to go pull it out for him. It was right across from Aaron's house. He was digging a trench down.
Oh, apartment across from his house.
I don't know what he was. Oh, I remember it was in that area because
something from the school.
He fell in the pit and I had to go in.
There's a down right corner.
Is that the fuel tank
across the road?
No, it wasn't a fuel tank. I check with Leon and see what he was doing.
Oh, parking lot over there.
Yeah, I don't think it was beyond that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we definitely need to check it out. That's for sure. Okay. Dick made a motion that we go ahead and pay it. We got a second. Chris.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulrus?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulrus?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Anything else under old business? New business. A couple of kids, I guess, ransacked our rec park down there in Moores. That's the second time. I don't know if it was the same kids, but...
There's been some damage to the one in Moores Forks as well.
Is there? The guy that lives in Bart Van Leeuwen's house, I guess, caught him and approached him, and they took off, and so he called the cops, and I guess the cops made him go back and clean up. They ripped the paper towel things out of the bathroom, threw them all over, broke all the light bulbs, broke the knobs off the doors. But they're youthful, they're, what, 13 and 14, so...
Put them in jail.
You can't even get their names, because they're youthful offenders, they're underage. So, but yeah, they did it earlier in the spring. They beat the doors in with the back door. They beat that in with a pole, tried to get into it because it's locked. Broke the doorknobs off the bathrooms. And so I don't know what to, but yeah. And then I heard Moores Forks had it, some vandalism up there too.
Yeah, they go in there and they rip the salt dishes out. Yeah. And,
I don't know.
You know, you try to be nice and leave things open so somebody, so.
Yeah, so they can use it. So
this happens.
Are you guys responsible?
Yeah, if we can find out who they are.
Well, how can you not know who they are if the cops do arrest them?
Because they're...
Go to family court.
They go to family court, they're a youthful offender.
Yeah. You need to...
The names are always not...
Well, nobody needs to know the names, but the kids... Someone knows who these people are.
Oh, yeah.
You need to give the troopers how much it's going to cost to replace, and they will take it from there.
Right, you can send it to family court, and but they'll pay $5, $10 a...
Yeah. But, you know, it might scare them a little.
Right. Well,
maybe you can send them on to one like David and let him read the right act.
I don't even think they're going to come here, are they?
No.
They'll end up at family court.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
We are prosecuting them, right?
Yeah. Charges have been filed, yeah.
I know Bruce sent pictures.
Yeah, make them come mow the lawn with the lawnmower, walk behind the lawnmower for the summer.
I'm going to throw tires up this June.
There you go. But would it be plausible for us to put cameras up and get signage that says, you know, surveillance, you know, area under surveillance?
Would they just tear them down, though?
It's worth a shot. I mean, you know, you can get... They have these security boxes you can put your trail cameras in, and you can mount them solidly to something.
Yeah.
And that way they're protected from them messing with them.
Right.
I think it's something we might should look at possibly.
Yeah.
Even just the signs, maybe.
Even just the signs.
The sign, maybe, yeah. Just have a camera.
Or just, you know, you just get a couple of the boxes, mount the boxes, nothing in it.
Right.
And
make them think there's something there, yeah. Yeah.
But they think they're being watched, that may change their tune.
True.
$200-$300 order
right.
Signs and put them to both parks. Mm-hmm. Want me to get them.
Mm-hmm. We almost have to put something that looks like it's a surveillance system there as well.
Yeah, the kids nowadays. Yeah, like I say, you mount something. So yeah, we'll have to figure out something to do because this is starting to get expensive. I mean, the first time we kind of absorbed it, put a few doorknobs on and straightened the door out and got it to work, but this time they pulled the, you know, paper towel things out and broke them and broke all the bulbs and so. Okay. Anything else that are new business? Okay. We have a couple ladies here from
Albert.
Okay.
Albert Burns of New York.
Okay.
Can I just stand up here?
Yes, yep.
Okay. I'm Mindy. I'm Delaware. We're from Ellenburg. So we're working to sign people up into the Solar Community Project. It's part of the New York Green Initiative, the New York Sun program that the governor has going to try to get local people local energy so that we can work towards producing all our own energy in New York State by, you know, a certain time frame. So I do know there's a lot of different solar programs out there. I have to say that I was kind of negligent as to how many were out there until I started doing this about a month ago. And then I came here to ask to be able to come talk to people here and found out that how in depth these were and kind of got shocked because I guess you guys had somebody here last month. It was a little different than what we have. So I learned a lot more right off the bat about our company. The solar farms on Mills Road and 11th, that is four projects. Three of those projects were purchased last year by solar farms in New York to become a solar community. And that's the project that we're working on with. It's not a subscription program. You're not buying solar panels. People don't pay to get in it. They don't pay to get out of it. It's month to month. It's not an escrow. Your electric bill, NYSEG bill is still going to come the same. However, people get their NYSEG bill. The only thing difference is if people are in the solar community, you'll see a CDG credit on the bottom, which stands for Community Distributed Generation. And that's essentially meaning that your solar community prepaid your electric use and distribution in solar credits. And then about 10 days later, you get a statement showing what they paid NYSEG, and they take out 5%. And that's every month, and that's it. The only inconvenience is the split billing. It's not a program that's going to cost anybody in the North Country or anything. It's essentially meant to try to get communities supporting local energy instead of stuff coming from out of state. We're all familiar with a lot of projects that come into the area that everybody doesn't benefit from. The economic benefits go outside of our areas to other places needing green energy. This one's actually here, it's right down the road. So if you have any questions?
What did you say the savings was, 5%?
5%, yes.
Was the people last month here, was that 10%?
Five to 10. Depends on how much you use.
Well, I thought you said it's 3 to 10, but maybe not.
It is 10.
Is it 10? Yeah. Okay, okay.
Are not the same people?
No. No. And then I actually got one in the mail this morning. It was a bulk mailing from Acadia Power.
Yeah, I got that today.
Okay, so I called them this morning, and hold on, I screenshot it in case anybody asked so I could read it. So I called them this morning. They didn't open until 9. I went on their website first to look, and one of the first testimonials I seen on there, I'm not tech savvy.
What's your daughter do with it?
What does she do? Alright, so one of the first testimonials on their main page when you scroll down to see was you get a few dollars off your first bill, everything else stays the same. So when I actually got through to talk to somebody, I said, okay, well, you said it says on the thing 5% every month, so why would your testimonial page say you only save on the first one? And he said that, well, it depends on what program. And I said, well, this is on solar page, sorry, coordination's not my thing. So he said that the way I asked about subscription prices, and they said that you don't pay subscription prices because you're actually getting in under a wind program and opting to add solar community to that. So they're paying your energy credits in wind and solar, and what you save your 5% on is whatever's used for solar. So depending on how they charge your bill, if they use 50% of the energy was wind and 50% was credit out of a $100 bill, then you are saving the 5% on solar, but it's only on half of your bill. So they're a little different from us in that aspect because we're only solar. Green energy is green energy, so however people want to get into the program, I'm a biologist, so I'm not against that. But I am starting to learn the differences between the programs. So ours isn't, it's not 10%, it's just 5% every month, but it's off your electric usage and distribution on your NYSEG bill, so that's.
And that is going to be coming from the Bowles Road Tower?
That's Bowles Road, it's being fed into the grid and it's staying local, Mm-hmm. If we're using it, then it can't travel very far.
And I know last month they were talking that it probably wouldn't come from this one, it could come from another solar project.
Well, electrons are like water, right? If you put a water in a bucket, you can't say that this drop's going to go to that flower if you're watering the whole row.
Right.
It's just going into the grid. So what the solar company does is just credit NYSEG for your use, however much mm-hmm. NYSEG charged you for. They're allocating that use from the energy credits that they dumped into the line. But, if it's right down the road and it's coming directly into the line, odds are our area is going to be supplied with that before other areas are.
Right.
Like a drop in water, and there's only so much before it runs out. So that's that.
Okay.
And you said you don't deal in kilowatt hours. It's just a flat 5%.
It's not an ESCO. We're not an ESCO. So however you get billed by NYSEG, if you're already on an ESCO, so a lot of customers that we've talked to are on Ambit, and they save 2% with Ambit. That's fine. You stay with Ambit. All they do is they call NYSEG and see what NYSEG is charging you. Now, Ambit's going to affect NYSEG's rates, so your bill might be different because of Ambit, but whatever NYSEG is charging you, that's what the solar company pays for. So it's always just literally 5% of whatever NYSEG2 charges are. We have nothing to do with rates. We have nothing to do with, it's essentially, you can see on your bill what NYSEG charges you. We don't take away your NYSEG bill. You still get it. You'll just see that people that are in it will see that, okay, well, like 80% of my bill is paid already. So that's chunk out 5% of that. And that's what's coming next week. So that's all it is. It's kind of straightforward.
Yeah.
So we don't, with the other company that came in last month, they said they would send us, we had to sign up to have automatic withdrawals. Is that the way?
If you choose, like some people do choose to do auto pay because it's just easier with billing. I do that so I don't forget to decide. Mm-hmm. I just do that. But I still get my paper bills in the mail. You don't have to use auto pay. You can, if people pay checks, however you normally pay your NYSEG. They do want people to validate their accounts so that they know that her and I are not just going around taking people's information and signing them up against their, you know, they do validate it, but you can pay any way you want. It's not, there's not a set thing. And in Altona, we came across a woman that works on the senior housing board, and she said that they're signed up with through Solar Farms, that I guess when they started the project earlier in the year before they sent out representatives, they went to businesses. So if you have somebody that's already already a customer and a member in the solar community, anybody they refer, they get a $50 gift card, just a $50 premium Visa. So Altona's kind of been using it as a fundraiser for their senior home. So we've already enrolled 5 people so far, so that's like $250 that's going as of last week to Twin Oaks. So it is something, I'm local. I know in the North Country, they don't give us much. As she told me in the garage sale, she used a quote that I hadn't thought of before, but it's really true that if you go to legislation, New York doesn't exist above Albany. That's when it turns into Canada. So yep. We don't count. If I had a program, if they're going to pay me to give my neighbors money, I'm going to throw it at you guys however I can, if you'll allow me. So that's what we're here for. And I brought a contract. It lays everything out. I actually have one if each of you would like them, so you can see what's in it that really is. There's nothing in it that's going to hurt anybody. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. You guys, I live 10 minutes down the road. I'm not looking for any of these. So, would you guys like one?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. Hey, guys, got anything else you want to throw at me? Because I've filled the company with a lot of questions. I have a lot of answers to what you probably wants to know, but I have them.
And if people wanted to sign up for this, how would they go about doing it?
You can sign up online, or you can call me or her. If you guys will allow us, we'll be going door to door in Moores. Right now, we've only been doing appointment. We've been going to towns and asking their permission first.
Right.
You know, because I don't want anybody to think I'm a creeper just showing up and like there's a lady at my door.
So that solarfarms, newyork.com, that's where you go? We'll sign up?
And there's a 1-800 number you can call, ask any questions.
Yep.
And if anybody has any organization that you want to raise money for, just reach out to us out. Our phone number's on the thing. I can give anybody my information if they want, because, like I said, we can use that referral and get things sent to them, or if there's somebody that's chooses to collect for that person. If there's a member that's already signed up, they can collect for that cause. And I'm more than happy to spread the word. And you know, if somebody is signing up and didn't have a referral, they'd be like, what did you say? Did you say the book sent you? Okay. So I'm more than happy to do that.
Okay.
Anything else? I'm going to put you.
genuine comment?
Yes.
You had mentioned signing up online, would you?
She had asked about signing up.
If you do sign up, I believe there's, we have our money, because we can't sign up ourselves. So if you do choose to sign up online, I believe the only option for payment, if you choose to do it that way, is auto pay. So if that's not something you want to do, I believe most of those have a number. Do any of them have a number?
No, I don't have my number. But, yeah, I forgot. We went to a, she has my number. Yes, we did go to sign up some people in Ellenburg who actually called us because they tried to go online and they didn't want us to go auto pay. They said they wanted to sign up but not auto pay, so thank you for reminding me.
So if you didn't want to do auto pay but still wanted to sign up, we can give you our number or set up an appointment to set that.
Okay, all right.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. All right, Francis Perrier is here, Area 2 legislator. He's got anything to say, or?
You got a lot to say, but I don't know if I can follow her.
The new sheet that I gave you.
Well, this one is all the committees I'm on. This is from last week's tax sale.
Auctions.
All the parcels from the county.
Yeah.
I guess they had a couple from Dunmore. There was like four that didn't sell. They're on here, I believe. Okay, we know that. Since I've seen you last, I don't think I mentioned that my first full week, I rode the cart bus from Plattsburgh from the mall to the school and back. That was on a Monday. Tuesday, I did the whole county building, motor vehicle, everything. So I got the feel of that. And then on Wednesday, I went to social services. I don't know how many of you have been through social services, but it's mind-boggling. There's so many departments, and you see on TV where everybody's got a little cube, that's the way it is. There's 100 and something of them. So we got this here. And I really think you should look at the second page because it gives you some good statistics about all the kids, about the kids and everything they got going on. And then that was Wednesday. Thursday, I can't remember now. Oh, Wednesday, it was Wednesday. Tuesday was that. Wednesday, I went to, that was Wednesday. We're gonna jump into the next week now. Memorial Day. I went to Lion Mountain Memorial Services. I was guest speaker. Monday, Memorial Day, I went to VFW in Ellenburg and I was a guest speaker. Tuesday, I went to the prison in Altona. I didn't speak that day. Wednesday, we went to Butcher Block. And then we had this about the tobacco and electronic cigarettes. I don't know what you know about electronic cigarettes, but they're very harmful. They're like 5% nicotine. And the kids can get them anywhere. The kids sell them to other kids in school. You can get them online. It's quite an epidemic. It was a pretty good seminar. They had one of the guidance counselors from meeting down there, and he was pretty knowledgeable. He opened my eyes up. Of course, I'm not a tobacco fan anyways. I never smoked in my life. But if you get a chance to look at this, and you open your eyes up a little bit. Okay, I have all that. And then on Thursday night, we had the recognition for foster parents and adoption parents. At the Holiday Inn. You know, the packed house. There's a lot of them out there that do that. There's a lot of kids that need some place to go. And I believe that one sheet, but like, Okay, I'm just throwing figures out there, but I think there's 100 and something kids out there in foster parents. 50 something of them are like under 6 months old or something like that.
Really?
And it goes up from there. There's not that many older ones. Mm. And they had gifts. It was very nice. They pulled prizes out for all these parents and foster people. And some of them have adopted two of them, brothers and sisters, so they stay together. So it was a very nice evening. Friday night, my night off. My brother was up. That was Thursday night. Thursday night, my brother-in-law got, my brother came up from Florida. We're going to go out for dinner. So we went out for dinner, and we're going to go have a drink out there. And I don't drink either, but I drive. I get a text, my mother-in-law is in the hospital. So I sat in the hospital until 1 o'clock in the morning. And we were going to leave at 6 o'clock to go to Pennsylvania to meet my daughter halfway to bring my granddaughter back. So I had a wicked week. All right, Monday night, I had the committee that I'm chairperson of, Building and Grounds. Okay, so we're going to redo the whole parking lot in the back of the county building. All those islands with the trees and all. Did I mention this up before?
Yeah.
Okay. They're still working on that because we're waiting for the city.
Right.
You can't do anything without the city because that strip along Carter Street, I don't know what they're going to do yet. And how about the most of it for Building and Grounds? So they were having trouble with air conditioning Monday night. All the windows are open. I brought it up. I said, not very often I come here and see all the windows open. Well, I'm trouble. So tax dollars at work. Then we had the transportation committee after that. Now, did you know that the two big buildings in Denimar, the county owns?
Oh, yeah? No, I didn't know
that. You know the two big yellow buildings that have been condemned?
Oh, really?
County owned them. We're going to start demolishing them. So, and I guess we're going to get refunded by the grant. I think the state's given a grant or something. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of our meeting was about that. And I had a big spiel about the, have you seen stuff on the cart buses?
Yeah.
The county transportation about, I don't know, have any of you here rode the cart buses? No?
Oh, yeah.
I'm all, well, you have. So they got a lot of, they took surveys, you know, I'll give you an example. Why don't they stop at the coffee place there?
Dunkin' Donuts?
The fancy one.
Starbucks.
Oh.
Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Why don't they stop at Starbucks so we can get a coffee? Stuff like that, you know. They did have some good points. And today, I had a meeting at 3 o'clock. Economic development for the old airport. I guess titanium's in there, and they're working on it. And they drilled the well 800 gallons a minute.
Really?
So they're not worried about water.
I guess not.
But the guy from the federal government that has a lot to do with the grants, he was there. And he made it sound like we're going to get a grant to develop that.
That'd be good.
So I think that pretty much takes you up to date what I've been doing. And I have a county meeting tomorrow night. And I had a meeting tonight, but it got canceled. So that's why I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Francis. Okay. Public comment. Are you commenting all out? Oh man, look at the hands go up.
No, down at the cemetery down there, some of the trees should be taken down or they look like hell out there.
The one on La Valley Road?
Yeah.
The one right in front of Jack's house in that little triangle? It's completely dead.
Is it? I didn't even notice.
Completely dead. Uh-huh. And there's, I don't know, 8 more that are dying, half dead.
Yeah, but is it close enough to the road that the county has to do it?
Yeah.
County road.
Well,
Francis.
The other ones are right in the cemetery dividing the two up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're terrible looking.
Okay.
I've asked him twice to come look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So
to work together and get it down, get it out.
Right.
Still no answer.
So
this the new guy? Eric?
The town will show up to it, so.
It'd be nice to lay it right on the Malawi road and then just push it off and take care of it.
Right.
No wires that way.
Yeah.
Probably end up going the other way and do it ourselves and.
Or trade it.
That one's been there for 2 years.
Okay, I'll give him a call, see if I can get anywhere with him. And I'll go look at the other one. I really hadn't paid attention when I went by. Okay. Steven?
What's going on with people that got junk in their yards? Like on the Darren Road and up here in Ruby Valley? I mean, come on, it's been going on for 3 years now.
Yeah, our lawyer's working on it. He's working on it. He's getting the information from the other lawyer that Dixon was working with, see where he was at with it. And it's still a go. I mean, we ain't letting it go, that's for damn sure. And once we get that one done, then we're going up on Route 11 and file the same thing there. But we just gotta make sure all our T's are crossed and dotted because we don't want a lawsuit coming back on us. So that's the only thing. When we do it, we're gonna do it right. And it's gonna get done. There's no doubt in my mind. Cause that is one hell of a mess there. And it's getting worse by the day, I think.
I mean, they keep putting junk cards in the driveway and putting more.
Yeah, they fill them with junk.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's still a work in progress.
Okay.
It's still nothing with the Dollar General.
Haven't heard nothing.
Stuff delivered this week?
John, no, they took the second building up to Madrid, I think it was, Madrid.
Yeah, we heard that they were starting July 1st.
They, Fuller Excavating is what we understand was the contractor.
Prior July.
July, okay.
That's July.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Yeah. We originally said April, but.
Yeah, they were really interested in starting April 15th, and I'm not sure what had happened, but yeah. I did recently hear something about July.
Okay, I know it's been a wet spring, but as far as we know, there is definitely going up. It's just we don't know when.
You forgot one important thing, Josh.
What's that?
Pertains to Moores. I got invited to go to the Moores Elementary Dare Program, and I went.
Did you?
I was very happy to watch all those little kids. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think it was 2 Fridays ago.
Good. And also, was it last Friday, Chris, at the fire department? Fire department went over last Friday and did a thing on fire prevention over there. And I guess the kids were really, really excited about that too. They love to see the fire truck and see the guys dressed up.
Ice cream
sandwiches
and ice cream with a fireman.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great thing. And it's a good thing the firemen to do that. So, yeah. Anybody else?
Have we been formally approached by Delaware River on another project you want to do?
No, I haven't. I don't know if Jason has. He hadn't said anything if he has.
I came in last week and they're planning on doing something across Route 11 from where the current one is.
I know the lady from the IDA was saying that they were pretty sure they were going to do another project, two more across the road, Route 11.
When are they supposed to start paying us for?
Well, I got the contract in my office there Wednesday. I started reading it, but I fell asleep, so I had to. It was just way too boring. So I'm reading it, trying to figure out what, and I don't know if they're up and running yet or not. I heard they weren't up and running yet, but they're close. Mr. Larry.
I got a notification that they crossed the road from their current project that they signed like a lease agreement to.
To do what?
See what they can do on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it is going to go on both sides of the road. Okay. Because the main thing there is electricity. It has to have a certain amount of wire to carry all of this. And that's because on there's a business on Woods Falls Road.
Yeah.
And they have, what is it, three phase.
Yeah, three phase.
And that's what they need. That's the only reason why they put it there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the only way they can do it is with three phase.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. So, and there's not a lot of three phase on these back roads. It's only because of Misek paying for it to go down to his shop is why it's there on the Bowes Road. So, it was a benefit, but yeah, that was one of the things to have is three phase power. But yeah, sounds like it's another goal, but I'll probably know more next month's meeting because I haven't finished reading all that. It's a contract that I got from the IDA that they worked up on, and we got one, the school got one, and the county got one. It's a three-way pay between us, the county, and the school. They have to pay all three because. So Francis probably will know more about it in the future too, because the county is going to get paid some also from it. So that's why they went through the IDA, so they wouldn't have to negotiate with us and then negotiate with the county and then negotiate with the school. So they had the IDA negotiate for all three of us.
How much?
Don't know for sure yet. It's supposed to be around $19,000 per farm. From what they told us last summer.
Four farms.
Times four, yeah.
$40,000.
Yeah.
And then $36,000. Is that per year or per the whole thing?
No, per year.
Per year.
Yeah.
And that's split three ways.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you take, say, $20,000 times four.
Yeah.
That's what? $80,000. Split that three ways.
I'm not mistaken. Three are close to being online.
Yep.
The fourth one, I don't know what they.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Chris and I took a ride up there one day. But man, that was last fall. So.
Next time you go up, give me a call.
Okay. All right.
My number's on the door.
Okay.
Come with us.
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know that the Clinton County Planning Department has already reviewed that project, the new one across on the north side of the wood.
Are they?
So they've already reviewed, they went, that was on the 5th, I think it was last week, that the County Planning Department had their meeting and approved what they had there. And we were going to, on Friday, the Zoning Board's going to look at it, and we're probably going to deem whether or not the application is complete.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be voting on the project or approving it right now, but it will be coming up.
Okay.
Know, if you know more next month, that'll be helpful just to make sure. Obviously, I don't know if, even if the planning or the zoning board deems them the application complete, and then subsequently, probably next month, even if we do approve it, the building permit, I assume the building permit would still be something that would be something to be looked at prior to them obviously starting work. But do you think the town's going to know more about the pilot program and whether or not is this going to be grandfathered in, or is it a new negotiation? Or
no, it's supposed to be the same as the other three. Supposedly, but
so it's just going to be a continuation.
Right.
It's
right.
Already,
right.
So the more they put up, they'll just be tacked on.
Keep adding on. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So instead of four, they're going to be six. So you're talking 120,000 versus, or 100,000 versus. Yeah.
So the boards are actually, the board really has nothing new that they have to deal with.
I don't believe so, but I haven't talked to the lady from the IDA here since when she was here.
That in February, I think.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll see if I can get a hold of her before the next meeting and see what her end is going on her end. If they've renegotiated or, because I know we give them a discount to do the number four, because apparently they ran way over budget up there because they found they had flat rock and they had to drill just about every hole. So we give them a discount on the, instead of 19,000, this one was going to be 12,000, the number four. And,
which is still on the original site.
But the original three were the 19, and the two new ones that are coming are going to be at least 19, maybe more. But the least they will be at 19, the next two coming in. Yeah, this was just a one-time deal. And then, you know, we let the IDA know that that was going to be just a one-time, because they didn't know, the way they were talking, if they didn't get a discount, they probably weren't going to finish that number four. They were going to drop it and probably not do the other two. So at the time, that's what they were telling us.
So at the very least, then number five would still be included in whatever.
Yeah.
The original probably was.
Right, yeah.
All right.
Jim?
Jeff, exactly, roughly within $200, what's the town going to get? You're talking 80,000 or 72,000, whatever it is, and you're talking three entities.
Right.
You get a third of that, or you get that?
Yeah, say like 80,000 will be split three ways. Or it won't be 80,000, it'll be, you know, roughly on the top of my head, you know, 19 times three and then 12,000. And then you split that three ways. It's for my understanding. But when they first started this, the way they were talking was each of us was going to get 19,000. But then the lady from the IDA told me no. She said that's not the way it is. It's 19,000 split three ways. So.
Now we've got the decommissioning. That goes to us, though, as far as.
Yeah.
That goes to our account.
Yeah. And that should start once they start throwing power in there, then that money's got to come, yeah.
They haven't done that yet.
No. And that's another thing I got to talk to her on, is are they going to be in charge of that too, or is that something we have to do on our own? Because they're supposed to be the lead agency on this.
We're the ones that are going to get stuck with it. So
right,
we have to.
Right, yeah. We definitely, yeah, we control the money. Yeah, definitely. The original plan when they first came in to do the solar project was they were going to give us $60,000 for each farm to put into a trust fund. And then I believe it was $2,000 for each farm for the next 20 years. They were going to pay $2,000 each year for each farm. So that's two times four, that's 8,000 for the next 20 years. And that's got to go into a trust fund. So in 20 years, if they walk away from that, then we have 300 and some thousand dollars to decommission that. Or if we decide to take it over and continue to run it, because you know in 20 years they may not be producing enough electricity that they want to fool with it. But according to them, they said they wouldn't do that. They would still run them. But that was our biggest concern back when we started this whole thing, was you know what's going to happen 20 years down the road when we're not here and somebody else has got to deal with it. I mean, I don't think it's such a big issue with us, but I would think the landowner would be a little more worried than we are, because they're sitting on his land. But that's supposedly what's going to happen is we're going to have 60,000 for each farm, and I'm assuming the next two farms will be probably the same thing. They'll do the same, you know, have the money put aside. And then in 20 years, if they continue to run the project, then they will get some of that money back, but they would still have to keep paying, you know, for the next so many years, whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so what happens, is that decommissioning contract, is that through the ones that put it up, or like, and this is just my personal knowledge, because I like to know.
Delaware Solar is the one that negotiated this, yeah.
Or our company bought it from Delaware Solar last year, so they're still liable for, they're still supposed to be giving you those funds, or is it
I don't know, I didn't know they were sold again. I mean, supposedly they were sold like three times before they even got work on them.
I didn't know they were even bought until, you know, they came here last week, so. But that way I'll
But yeah, okay.
I did give you the paperwork, right?
Okay.
So I didn't know if that is something that carries over to Delaware or to.
Well, it should. I mean, that they negotiated that when they got ready to start in order for them to get the building permit. That was the deal that we had set up. So, but okay, I'll have to get in touch with this new company then, and you've got the info, Kelly.
I'm just curious if that's something I should ask them to contact you guys about, or.
Definitely. Yep.
So this lady that came last month, they don't own that anymore? They sold it in the month?
I don't even think they owned it.
Well, why would?
They were selling from another solar company.
Wow.
She told me they built it and then sold it, but they still own number four.
The company that was here last month? Oh, really?
But number four isn't built yet.
Right.
Partially, it's partially built.
But she took paperwork and I never heard anything back from her. I filled it out, gave it to them.
Maybe we should have them come to the next meeting and explain what's...
And there's less to have for...
What's going on?
So if you, so we have $69,000, that's going to be divided between three. And then, so we're getting 23 plus money for decommissioning?
Right.
That money, we're not decommissioning our chair, right?
No, decommission is totally separate. Yeah, it's totally separate money. And, you know, and now, and I guess my next question is it Delaware Solar that's putting up the next two? Or is it your company that's put up the next two?
Well, from what I understand is that they don't build them, that they, when I went down for training, I was, you know, really more questions, that they have, there are some areas where they have started projects, but they purchase projects that are completed and turn them into solar communities. From what I understand, it could be misunderstanding, but, and I knew that we own that one because there was pictures of it in training with the Bose Road, and I'm like, oh, I know that farm, that's where I'm from. So when I came in here, and they're like, those aren't yours, I was like, oh, okay, give me a minute, I don't know what to do here.
Maybe the DA coming.
Yeah, so they purchased that.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Chris had a good idea too, we'll have the lady and I...
The IDA coming?
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of her name right now, I'm sorry, but, yeah, I'll get in touch with her also. Maybe we should have the whole caboodle here next month and kind of sort this out and say, you know, before any more solar panels are done, you know, this is what you guys promised here 2 years ago.
Who's doing the one in Champlain?
I don't know, no idea who's doing that one.
It is Delaware River Solar that's going across the road.
Is it?
From where it is.
So apparently they build them and sell them, by the sounds of it.
They build them, sell them, and then you guys sell the other?
I've got the guy's card on my desk in the office, so I'll call him. See if they can come next meeting, see if we can get them all here and kind of sort this out, because it sounds like it's getting very confusing.
Yeah, I'd like to know before I go to people's house.
Yeah, start promising something, okay. All right.
So do you want me to have them come to next month and see if we can have...
Well, have them give me a call.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I can.
Or if you got a card, you know, I'll take it and I'll give them a call myself, one or the other, either way.
No, that's okay that I can have them get in touch with you.
Yep, please.
Yes, absolutely. They all know I was coming here tonight.
Okay, good. Good. Okay. Anybody have anything else? Now that everybody's confused, we can go. All right, I'll entertain a motion to close. Dick?
Yep.
Irving second. All in favor?
Yep.
Okay, meeting closed. Thank you everybody for coming.